You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the Activation Zone, where everybody can have a go at all the sports that are taking part during the IBSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm going to have a go at blind cricket.
Great to meet you, Toby. My name's Edgar Herridge, and I'm from the England and Wales Cricket Board. And I'm really fortunate today to be joined by Pratik, who I'll let introduce himself quickly.
Hi, this is Pratik here, and I'm from Northants Cricket County.
And we're also joined by a bit of a wizard with the cricket ball. We're here with Eddie from Northamptonshire County Cricket Team. Eddie, quick introduction.
I'm Eddie. I've been playing blind cricket for nearly 15 years, play for Northampton.
Toby, depending on how your batting goes, we might let Eddie loose on you, but he's a bit nippy with the ball, so I'm going to give you a warning now.
It's a bit of a demon bowler, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So, should we go at batting first? Because years and years ago, I have had a go at batting, but I'm not very good at it, so it'd be great.
I don't believe a word of it. We absolutely can. So let me explain. There's two sorts of balls we use in blind cricket.
Yep.
So the international ball, which I'm passing you now, is smaller.
Is that smaller than a normal cricket ball?
That's about cricket ball sized,
but
it's rock hard.
Yeah.
Quite clear audible with the ball bearings inside, but that's used at the international level. So the competition we've got going on over the road today, with both the England men's and the England women's teams involved, they'll be playing with that ball. But what we're going to use today is a larger ball.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to pass to you now.
That's bigger.
Yes, much bigger. It's a size 3 sort of football equivalent. Quite under pressure with the ball bearings in there again, so there is an audible element to it. But this one is delivered more like a traditional cricket ball with overarm bowling. Okay. So that's what we're going to have a go.
Okay.
I'm going to get Pratik to bowl at you first, and you're going to have a go at the batting.
Okay.
And then, as I say, we might release Eddie. We'll see how you go. Sound good?
Brilliant. That sounds fantastic. Do I have to wear pads and everything?
No pads needed for this one. You'll be absolutely fine, I promise.
I'm not even
famous last words.
So if I go back a bit?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Got you.
Yep.
That's the stump. Are those the normal stumps that you would use in a match, or are they different?
They're a touch shorter.
Okay.
So actually, in the domestic game, they come about another 6 inches higher than that, and a slightly larger set. So we're being extra kind to you. There's less stump for Pratik to hit.
And how should I hold the bat, and how should I stand?
So you're in exactly the right position already. You've positioned yourself in the right place in front of the stumps.
Right.
In terms of holding the bats, you're just going to... Are you right-handed?
Yeah, I'm right-handed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you're going to take your right hand a touch lower on the grip.
Okay.
Excellent. And no, left hand just there. And we're going to wrap your fingers right round. That's it. Perfect.
So my hands are slightly apart. Is that how normal people do it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Everyone's slightly different. We all grip the bat slightly differently. But you want a little bit of room between each hand. It just gives you a nice free swing of the bat. If you can swing the bat back and forth, then you know you're in business. Perfect. You've definitely played before, Toby, I can see. Definitely.
It's whether I can hit the ball, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Bated breath to find out, I can assure you.
And stance, when I'm standing, is that supposed to be leant over a bit? Or?
Yeah, a slight grip. But then as the ball's coming, you can stand up nice and straight and pick the bat up. So we call that our back lift. And then we could have a nice swing of the bat back behind you.
Yep,
and then as you hear the ball come, it's going to bounce a couple of times. So you'll hear two bounces, hopefully.
Okay.
And then roughly after that, Pratik's going to go back to the bowling position.
Yep.
And he's going to give a couple of instructions. He's going to say ready.
Yeah.
At which point you confirm you're ready by replying back to him ready. And then he's going to say, as he releases the ball, he's going to say play.
Okay.
So that's your first audible cue. You'll hear play when the ball's released.
Right.
You're listening for two, maybe three bounces.
Yeah.
Okay, two or three bounces, and you're just going to look to strike the ball to start off with.
Okay.
Happy with that?
We'll see how we go.
Here we go. Moment of truth.
Ready?
Ready.
Play.
Yes, good. So that's gone through extra cover.
Okay. Excellent.
If your runner was quick, you might have had a couple there.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you four runs for that one.
Thank you. All right, I think I need a bit more practice and a bit more work on my batting.
Not bad at all, though. Not a bad first session. You can have a go at bowling.
I'll have a go at bowling, yeah.
Excellent. Let's do that.
Okay.
Eddie, do you fancy a bat?
Sure.
Good man. Okay, so.
So we're turning and facing. So what Eddie's going to do is he's going to give you sort of three or four audible clap sounds,
right,
which is going to be the line of the stumps.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, if you feel just in front of you and a touch lower, here's the stumps.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Got you. Yep, yep.
So if you come to my side of those,
perfect.
Yep, you're set up exactly the right place. Let me grab you the ball.
Do people do run-ups at all in cricket?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can do, but it certainly isn't essential. And as Eddie's explained that, generally a B1 would normally be sort of centred by the stumps. They'll get their clear audible sign from the wicketkeeper. Okay, and then that's where they're going to try and bowl the ball towards.
Okay. And am I doing overarm or underarm?
give over arm a go. So when we play with a larger domestic ball, we bowl over arm. Yeah, so give it a try.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any more hints or tips at this stage. Let's let's see how it goes. It's always the entertaining way to do it.
I'm not going to try and make it bounce twice as well.
For Eddie, his level of sight, we can do a single bounce.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Play.
Good cricket all round.
Nice, so very traditional, nice bowling line and length there. A couple of bounces just outside off stump. And exactly what we want. Well, did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
That's the main thing.
It's quite good fun, actually. I mean, I was watching the cricket, the England-Australian match, and it was very, very tense and close, but it's great fun. It's really good fun.
Yeah, I think what we've shown this week is we've got all levels, from the international level, which, as you say, is very... Hey, anything between England and Australia is always tense, isn't it, Toby? But yeah, it's really high level. But what we've got down here at the Activation Zone and across county teams right across the country is opportunities for people just to come and give it a go. Learn about the game, play it in a relaxed, friendly environment. Eddie will tell you the team camaraderie in our county teams is absolutely brilliant. Whether people have never played cricket before or they've played and want to come back to the game, whatever their situation might be, we've got loads of opportunities for people to come and give cricket a go. So it's been lovely to meet you.
Well, thank you very much.
Very well done. They're definitely a cricketer in the making.
And if anybody's coming down to the IPSA World Blind Games 2023, do come down to the Action Zone and have a go at cricket and the other sports on display and the opportunity to have a go too.